So today I wandered around Leif Erikson Park, and I met a strange man down there in his trench coat in the rain. And he and I walked along in our trench coats in the rain. After about 5 minutes, we wandered back to the van, and I interviewed him. That man is Paul Lundgren, self-avowed nice man, local writer. He has written for the various incarnations of the Ripsaw. I hear tell he's written for the Cheerleader magazine. He is the impetus behind the Lake Superior Cacophonic Choir, one of the main driving forces behind the annual Duluth Geek Prom. From time to time, you can catch him reading his material at different venues in Duluth. He is today's participant of Three Questions and a Request, so stay tuned.
Right on Fox, don't miss an exciting new episode of The Simpsons.
Where the wind blows, that's where I go. Where the moon is, that's where I am. And when I have a problem, always open the wind will blow me away again. And when I just have a problem, always open the wind will blow me away again. I'm a loner, I'm a sorry entertainer. I'm a loner, I'm a sorry entertainer. Kill those demons out of my head with an organ and a pencil full of lead. And when I'm dead, like the habit said, kill the demon out of his head. And when I'm dead, I like to have it said, he killed the demons out of his head. I'm a loner, I'm a sorry entertainer. I'm a loner, I'm a sorry entertainer. Now the curtain parts the stage, and it's the dawning of a new and exciting age. And I'm free, free at last, like a monkey out of its cage. And I'm free, free at last, like a monkey out of its cage. I'm a loner, I'm a sorry entertainer. I'm a loner, I'm a sorry entertainer.
The vegetable man in the vegetable van with the horn that's honking like a mariachi band. In the middle of the street, people gather around. Put the dollar in the can. I wait, K on the TJ Cowboys hang around. Sleeping in the sidewalk with a Burger King crown. Never wake them up. Mas cerveza to the rooster crows. Vatos vergallos. Chevas on cheap guitars, abuelitas with plastic bags, walking to the church with the Spanish candles. Dele Baracho says, que putas, andale joto, your popsicle's melting. Run, bitter, run, bitter, run, run, run. boys with loaded replays. When I'm on the soccer ball, it's the replays. Mango ladies, vendedoras at a bus stop, sing a band of macho chorus.
What?
So tell me, Paul, as you are a writer here in Duluth, who do you look up to? Who do you respect?
I guess I would say Lewis Jenkins. He's a Duluth writer of prose poems, and he's someone who's stuck to his guns over the years, even though writing hasn't necessarily proven to be lucrative for him, and I can certainly identify with that. It certainly hasn't proven to be lucrative for me, but he has won numerous awards over the years and published a number of books, I think about five collections of prose poems that are all just expertly written, and they, I think, have influenced me greatly in the way he's able to compact things, and I don't think I compact things quite as tightly as he does, at least at this point, but it's his style is something I've definitely always enjoyed.
I am a baby in my universe. I am a baby in my universe. I live forever. Ooh, I'm only 22. I live forever.
Tell me some of your favorite words to write or say.
Oh, definitely. Pants, ass, face, elbow, discombobulated. Those are probably my top words, but of course my favorite is crotch.
Besides Duluth, presumably, what other areas do you like? Where do you like to go? Where do you like to hang out? Where do you like to be?
Besides Duluth, I would say each community surrounding Duluth. Superior certainly has its interesting elements that I enjoy. Going up the North Shore, there's a lot of fabulous parks that I like visiting. The whole northeastern Minnesota, northwestern Wisconsin, looking at the entire globe, the further you get from Duluth, the less I like it. That's not necessarily true, but it seemed like an answer that had some sort of logic, even if it was backward logic.
Just the things you do.
give us a song to play?
I would say Calvin Johnson, What Was Me.
When I die, there'll be a song, and everyone will sing along, and that will be me, that will be me. When I'm done, you'll find an Iliad, believed in every heart and known in every hand. That will be me, that will be me. When I'm over, there'll be a story sung by every lamb chop lost, the old and the young. And that will be me.
Half hour, so I'm going to wrap up what you've been listening to. We started off with Calvin Johnson's Sorry Entertainer. That is a song by Daniel Johnson. Then we moved into one of Beck's new songs, Que Una Huero. And from there into Kathy McCarthy, Baby in My Universe. Tom Waits did Jabberwocky from the Alice soundtrack demos. The Beat Happenings did Godsend, and we had Mr. Paul Lundgren's choice for the week, Calvin Johnson, as he announced it. And we're going to finish up here with some dub narcotic sound system, and that'll take you to the end. If, as always, you have questions about how all these songs interrelate, because they do, oddly enough, perhaps, drop me a line at edgeways@gmail.com. Or if you're interested in being the next or future guest for 3 questions and a request, do so likewise. Down that drink, we're gonna try it now.
ourselves, dance ourselves to death. Shake it up.